This meeting is now being recorded.
I'm sorry, did I start too soon?
Nope, that's fine. The first thing we need to do is sort out the whether we're going to Los Angeles or Vancouver.
Okay, I'm just going to do a brief opening and welcome everyone to the SSR2 Leadership Call on December 10th, 2018 at 1830 UTC. Attending the call today is Russ, Eric, and Lauren. We have apologies from Nagar, and attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer and Brenda. And a reminder that the call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking, and we will carry on. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. I should be used to you doing that by now. All right, so the first thing is to figure out whether we're going to LA or Vancouver. Has everybody had a chance to look at the doodle?
So this is Lauren speaking. The doodle is essentially 10 people would prefer LA, 7 people as in 3 less Vancouver. 2 people need to apply for a U.S. visa, and 6 people would have to apply for a Canadian one.
Yeah. So, sounds to me like we're going to L.A.
I would agree because more people prefer L.A. now, and there are fewer people who need visas, so I think this is a quite obvious one, at least from my perspective.
I think so, too. Okay. So, Jennifer, is anything more needed from us at this point, or is that enough for you guys to start doing the legwork to make it happen?
That's great. Thank you for making that call. So, that's fine. We're going to go ahead and get the travel team working on flights. In terms of the actual location, I understand that we have our team is working on some other options because I think there was only one venue option provided for LA, which was the DoubleTree. So regardless of that, anyway, we can get at least the travel booked for everybody and then finalize the venue details in the meantime. So that's great. That's everything that we need from you for now. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right. So can we turn the recording off for a second?
The recording is resumed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We just had a brief summary of the events on the last plenary call, and now we're going to turn to the way forward with the SSR1 recommendation. Staff was to prepare a Google Doc for us to put those in, starting that off with the preamble text that was written by Lauren. Has that happened?
Hi, Russ. It's Jennifer. It has not happened yet. I put it on the agenda here just as an update to let you know that that's the case. I will do that today and circulate to the team. Just a quick request from Lauren. If you are able to send me the preamble text in like a Word or Google Doc at the moment, I just have the PDF that you sent last week, and I want to make sure I'm using the final. That'd be helpful for me to cut and paste into the Google Doc. Thanks.
This is Lauren. I think I did send it to Brenda, but I'll just send it to you as well. You'll have it in the chat in a second.
Oh, it looks like Brenda has it, so I'm seeing her chat there, so she'll send it to me. No problem. Thanks.
Okay. So what we agreed is that on the plenary call was that the person or small group that had taken the lead on the SSR1 investigation for a particular recommendation would now write the final text. I'm concerned that what's actually going to happen is until one of us provides a template to write up that people can follow by example, that won't actually happen. My calendar this week is pretty swamped, so I could not work on mine until Thursday itself, so that isn't helpful. I was wondering if either one of you, Lauren or Eric, would be able to produce one of the ones you investigated before the call Thursday.
This is Lauren. I can get one ready, probably. I'm just wondering what other agenda items we have so that can make an estimate of how much or how many we will actually need. Because if there's more LA discussion and more COVID discussion or whatever, then we might not need as many.
I think we just need one to spur others to do theirs. We can go through that one in enough detail to make sure people are comfortable that it has covers all of the topics that need covered and has all the archival related stuff that Eric keeps talking about in it, and then other authors can pick that up as a example and use it to write their own. We are going to have the preamble text for the other three work streams to go through as well. So I think one is enough to seed the work.
Okay, then I will prepare, I think, what is recommendation four.
Okay.
And that should be, because that one seems easy enough. And then we do the other preambles first anyway, correct?
Right, exactly. Okay, so Jennifer, what we've just said, I think, is that the first topic on the agenda is to tell everybody we're going to LA. The second topic will be the preambles, and there's three of those to go through. Internal, external, and future. And then the next agenda item will be the SSR 1 recommendation 4 write-up that Lauren's going to add to the Google document that you guys are starting. If we get through all that, okay. I'll be surprised.
Okay.
It will either go silence, yeah, it's fine, silence, yeah, it's fine, silence, or will be. Or we'll be inundated like we were last time, that's not really what we agreed. There won't be anything in between, I think.
This is Lauren, just a question. Do we need another COVID point? So I think we had last week that some people said they hadn't heard from travel, or at least...
Only KC hadn't heard. So yes, we should confirm. We should confirm, because there were people who were not on the call. We should confirm,
yes,
that everyone has heard from travel. I mean, you do something and there's no feedback that they actually got your request. So hard to know. I think that's it. I would really love to dig into the actual Workstream 2, but I think if we don't go through the preamble text, we'll revisit what we did with SSR1, and I don't want that. I think it's worth making sure that the preamble is acceptable to everyone.
You're a wise man, Russ.
I fear we're wasting valuable, calendar time, but that it's actually gonna. It'd be worse if we didn't. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I think SSR2 has a great experience with calendar time and lack of efficiency across it.
Yeah, exactly.
Russ, are the preamble, is the preamble text from the three, rapporteurs, quote unquote, is that going to be provided ahead of the call on the list?
They said they would.
Okay. It's when I circulate the agenda, I can provide them.
Right, when you send.
This is Lauren.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Sorry, quick question. Should we email them? I mean, apart from Eric, because he knows because he has been automatically.
I've been exchanging email with both Boban and Carrie Ann, so I'm confident.
Okay,
that
so they should. Okay, great.
Yes. Carrie Ann even wanted to share a draft before, but I haven't seen that yet. I told her. I was hoping she would send it before this call, because then I would have super confidence, but she didn't. So, if we haven't seen anything tomorrow, then I'll nudge them. But they said they would. All right, is there anything else we need to do today?
I just have one small piece of AOB, and it's really just an FYI. So for each of the review teams, particularly Lauren and Russ, sort of joined in August, we do fact sheets for the review teams, which kind of track the status in terms of milestones reached and budget spent, et cetera, which you may or may not have seen published to the wiki. So I'll be sending round in the coming week the latest fact sheet for your review, and we actually asked for approval from the leadership team before we post to the wiki, so it was really just a heads up to let you know that that's coming your way. And then if you have questions on it, we can add it to the agenda of next week's call, leadership call, and answer any questions that you might have.
Okay.
Other than that, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. So I'm not hearing any other business from anyone else on the call.
Nope.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
The end of semester, Eric.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.